And we're hoping that the commissioner acts quickly to remove Mr. Palladino before this situation gets even worse.
Assemblyman Ryan tells WBFO News state law gives Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya the power to remove a school board member if the person's actions interfere with the functioning of the board.
If you remember, most removals that we've seen have been initiated by local school boards, and then the appeal goes to the commissioner. We're asking the commissioner to exercise her power under New York State law to directly move a member, and that'll remove the sort of sideshow hearing away from the city of Buffalo and into Albany.
WBFO News reached out to the State Education Department. Spokesperson Emily DeSantis issued a statement saying, despite what one's personal feelings may be regarding Mr. Palladino's remarks, education law stipulates the commissioner's impartial role in the matter. Therefore, the commissioner must follow the procedure required by law. An application for removal must be filed, and Ilya would then be required to hold a hearing. Palladino issued a written statement in response to his disparaging comments he made about President Obama and the First Lady. He said he won't resign. He offered an apology to the minority community, but says he never intended to hurt them. However, Ryan and Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization co-chair Larry Scott are not buying his apology.
I believe strongly that the apology was very insincere. To blame the teacher's contract and other board members for racist and hateful comments that he's made, to me, is just not taking responsibility in any manner as a publicly elected official that represents children.
He didn't say, I regret my words. He said he regretted sending that to so many people.
Palladino stated what he wrote was inappropriate, but now he claims he never intended to send his answers directly to Art Voice for its 2017 wish list. Palladino also wrote about hurting his teenage daughter with his remarks, saying it was horrible, explaining to his 17-year-old how her, quote, hero could be so stupid. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.